Welcome to the Course Creators MBA Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Destiny Kopp, and I help business owners increase their revenue with digital products and automated sales funnels. In this podcast, we tell the stories of ordinary business owners just like you. We talk about their story and how they got started, the challenges they've experienced, and how they overcame them. These are discussions with real people who understand what it's like to own an online course or membership business. Before we begin our show today, I want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by our flagship Course in a Box program, which helps you create your revenue-generating course in less than a week. Course in a Box is available on AppSumo at a special deal, and you can learn more about Course in a Box by visiting the link in the show notes. Let's jump right into our show. And today, my guest is Alicia Diaz Blevins. She is the founder of Alden Group. She's a business consultant, coach, and speaker. She supports CEOs, executives, and leaders in online entrepreneurs to grow their businesses and make them more productive and profitable. After more than 25 years as a senior executive for different companies in Mexico and in the United States, and the last 3 years as an online entrepreneur, she knows what truly drives companies to achieve successful results. She is the author of several online business and productivity courses, author of the ebook Digital Entrepreneurship: 9 Steps to Start Your Own Business Based on Your Talent and Your Passion, and author of the ebook Guide for Successful Entrepreneurs: 5 Steps to Success with a Digital Course. Alicia, thank you so much for joining me. I'm super excited to jump in and learn a little bit more about your journey and your story as an online course creator.
Hi, Destiny. I am so happy to be here. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
So why don't you jump right in, and you can go back as far as you want and tell the audience a little bit more about your journey and how you got started.
Oh my goodness, do we have enough time for that? Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about how I started in this world. I used to work for corporations all my life since I am originally from Mexico, as you can see in my accent, right? So I am from Mexico. I was there working really, really hard in order to get to the have a good position in the corporate world. I am a business administrator with a master's degree in business. So I work on my life in Mexico in the human resources and finance area. And then like 22 years ago, I moved to the States and I continue working in corporations as a consultant, as a CFO and CAO and all that stuff. But all those years, I had always had the idea of creating or starting my own business, right? Because you work for corporations, it's wonderful to work in corporations, it's wonderful to be a leader, to be a mentor, to do different things, but it's not your business, it's not your own purpose in life, right? So I work hard and I earn good money and I climbed the ladder, the corporate ladder, and I was blessed to have great positions, but I was empty in some part of my life, right? So here in I moved to different companies. I worked in Atlanta. I work in Austin, Texas. I moved to San Antonio to work with a corporation here in San Antonio. They had their headquarters in Germany, and everything went well. But one day I got to my office and there was a sign at the entrance that said, "Don't call it a dream, call it a plan." That day, actually I took a picture of that. I don't know who put it there, but I took a picture and I said, this is so true. It was like, well, Alicia, you have always been dreaming about building your own company and do something different and follow your purpose, follow your why, right? At that time, I had already read the book, The the start with why, with your why, and I loved it. And I said, I think that I need to start working on my own dream. And little did I know that that day was going to be my last day at that company. It's like, it was weird because I was so happy in the morning and I was so excited about that message. But you know, it's like the turmoil that happens in companies and calls and conference calls and meetings and all the stuff. And then you forget about your stuff. And in the afternoon, the lady that was in the president of the company asked me to meet in her office at 4 p.m., right? And I said, okay, do you need anything special? And that sounded a little bit weird to me because normally we had our meetings with the director meetings. It was in the morning and we had, I was part of the board of directors. So we had like the board of directors meeting normally at 2 and that was canceled and that this was set up at 4 p.m., right? So little did I know that she was just returning from her trip to Germany, and I asked her how your trip went. She said, okay, but I felt her, she was a little bit nervous. And then she told me, well, Alicia, I only want to thank you for all your help during this situation, because we have had some problems in the company. It's like, but today is your last day. And I was like, what? Like, yeah, today is your last day. So, okay. After the shock and everything, you can imagine, no? You don't expect that. And crazy stuff were happening, those type of things. To make the story short, I had 1 week to give everything and deliver everything and organize everything in order to leave the company, right? And after the shock, I said, okay, what should I do? And I remember that message that I saw at the entrance. It's like, don't call it a dream, call it a plan. So I have always thought that things happen for a reason. So of course, as I said, after the shock and everything, I said, okay, maybe this is a good opportunity for me to start building my dream. So I said, what can I do? And then I started looking for different options, right? I had been a consultant with a company. So I said, maybe some consulting. And then I love teaching. I was a college professor when I was in Mexico. So I said, maybe teaching, right? But here in the States, to be a professor at college degree, you know, that is like you have to have a doctorate. And I said, no, I'm not going to do a doctorate right now. So never mind. So then I thought about, okay, what about investing in a franchise, right? So I started investigating about franchises, and you need to invest a lot of money. And this was not about the money, but it was something like, I didn't feel really passionate about that, correct? So then you know that Google follows you every time that you search something. So I guess Google saw that I was looking into opportunities to invest or to start a business or something like that for all the research that I was doing, that of course the advertising start coming to me, right? So I had immediately different advertising from different online courses and startups and franchises and all that stuff. And one got my attention that came from Amy Porterfield that we both know. And that advertising was about when she was launching at that time her program Webinars That Convert. And she was mentioning that if you want to build your online business, you can do it through webinars. And then you can even earn money when you aren't sleeping and help people and all that stuff. So I said, maybe this is something that I had been looking for. So I joined one of her, it was an evergreen webinar. At that time, I didn't know what an evergreen webinar meant. Later on, I learned that it's something that you have there, like an evergreen, right? It's like it stays there. and then you can watch it at any time. And it got my attention and I watched it, and then I bought her program without knowing anything about her. I bought her program because it convinced me, what she said convinced me. And since I was looking for something like that, I got into that, into the online business. So that was my first approach to online business.
So I want to go back to the sign. I want to go back to the sign that you saw on the door, because I think it's so powerful. And I think for people who are listening to this today, if this is some, if they're searching for what to do next, whether it's starting a business or even taking their business to the next level or pivoting their business, you said you saw that sign. It said, don't call it a dream, call it a plan. Later on that day at 4 p.m., you were called into the office, you were laid off. And if that's not a sign from the universe, I don't know what is, right? And then you started searching. May I ask, what year was that?
That was 2016, 17. I lost track.
That's okay. So around 2016, 2017, that's when you started researching to try to figure out what you were going to do online. And I think all of us can relate when we start searching online, Google, Facebook, Instagram, everything's going to start sending us information or kind of showing us information that we may be interested in. So you saw this ad, and then it kind of led you into, you know, this online course world. You love teaching, and you know, it sounded like it was something that you'd be interested in. Take us to the next step in terms of you came across this, you came up with this idea. Tell us about some of the next steps that you had in your journey.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting because it's like I joined started that course, right? The webinars that convert. And I was just starting the course when Amy Porterfield was advertising also as a partnership with Marie Forleo, the B-School program, right? So I have an MBA, you know, and then I said B-School, business school, MBA, business administration, this is piece of cake for me, right? Because I thought, okay, it's a business. It's what could be different from a traditional business that I have already more than 20 something years of experience to an online business that is also a business. So, okay, so I decided and I joined this school, and to my surprise, it was totally different. It was totally a new world. So at the beginning, it was like so overwhelming. And to be honest, it's like, oh my goodness, it's like even terms that I didn't even know what they meant. So it was like the pipelines and the funnels and the lead magnets and the landing pages and the checkup pages and all that. I mean, a thousand different things that I said, okay, wait a second. Let me try to figure out what's going on. So that was the beginning. And since I love teaching, I also love learning. And since I was Mexico, it's like, you name it, I had my business degree and my master's degree, and I had some specialties because I always believe that you don't know everything. You need always to learn and to be getting your knowledge updated, right? So I started working hard and learning and researching and did all that stuff. And then I was so happy and so yes, I'm going to do this. So I decided I am good in productivity. I am good in getting things done and achieving goals and organizing my time, organizing agenda, helping people to do the same. So I said, okay, let's create a program about productivity. So the first thing that I started like creating my program, building everything. It's like, as I said, I had already taught. So I know how to create content and how to put it together and put my slices beautiful Okay, how do I need to present this? It's like, okay, I need to get through Webinar Jam or get through Zoom or whatever in order to start teaching, right? So then I had everything ready, everything beautiful, the content was organized to the point that you need to take your audience from point A to point B. So that was perfectly done. And then, okay, time to present it to the public, right? So the first thing that I did was, it was advised to have like what it's called a beta test, no? So you put your program in the market and you put the program and then you test it and then you see if the people is learning, they like it, you need to add some more materials or not. I went all the way on the academic field, or I didn't take in consideration that I had to build an audience first. I didn't realize that that needed to be done at the same time that I was working so hard creating my program. So my first aha moment or realization was when I was so happy, the program was already tested, I put it on the market and crickets. Nothing happened, not even a soul, right? Because nobody knew who Alicia Diaz was. Yeah, people that I had worked in our organizations knew me, but I was not trying to sell that to people that already knew me from organizations. I was putting this out of in the world and nobody knew who Alicia Diaz was. So it was a big shock for me. So that was my first aha moment in this wonderful world of online business.
So let's kind of dissect that and figure out where you went from there. So you had this course. You're definitely an expert in productivity. You know how to take students from point A to point B. But you launched two crickets. And then you realized I need to build my audience to, you know, and figure out where to go from there. So what were your next steps? What exactly did you do?
Yeah, so then I said, okay, now what I do, right? What should I do, right? So then I said, okay, well, first of all, you need to create something that people likes, and then you can get known as an expert in your field. So you need to start putting content, no? Content of value, what they call you, they teach you in these industries, okay, you need to put some content to give some value so people know what you are good at, people know what you need to, how they can solve a problem. And now after they see that you can help them to solve a problem, then when you present the program, now then they say, okay, I know she has taught me or she has given me this free content for this period of time. I know that she can help me, right? So, but after that, we are already talking about a period of time. And actually, to be honest, it's like, yeah, I have my savings. I got some severance from the company that I was laid off. But I mean, you cannot be without an income for a good amount of time. So at that time, without asking, I got an invitation to join another corporation. And to be honest, Destiny, at that time, I was like in shock that my program didn't work the way that everybody had told me that I was going to become not a millionaire, but I was going to make a good living on this industry at the beginning. And I said, okay, this is not really giving me the good living. I am used to a good salary because I used to work with corporations as a high level executive. So my salary was a good salary. So I said, I better take this opportunity. So
what year was that, Alicia? Mm-hmm. What year was that you went back to work?
2019.
Okay.
2019. Okay. So I had already like tried it for a year, no? And it didn't work the way that I wanted. So I went back to corporate, I think it was in March of 2019. And I was working in a good position with a good company here in San Antonio. But again, I was happy with the company. I'm not going to say I don't enjoy working in corporations, because that's not true. I enjoy working with corporations. I enjoy working with this company, but it was not that I was passionate about, right? Mm-hmm. It's like when they tell you, no, what could you do even if you would not be paid? And that's what happens to me. I love teaching. I love helping people. I love making a difference in other people's life. I love seeing somebody when they tell me, Alicia, thank you so much. What you taught me really has changed my life. That's what I love doing. So I work in that corporation for a year and a half. But at the same time, I was continue building my company. I never stopped. So what I used to do is I used to work in the morning. I don't know if you have read the book, The Miracle Morning.
I haven't. So, I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's a beautiful book. And it talks about to create some habits in order for you to be more productive and get better results. It's a beautiful book that I strongly recommend anybody to read it. But in summary, what it tells you is to wake up 1 hour early in order to focus on yourself, no? And it gives you some advice about like meditation and exercise and putting together the things that you have to do during the day, et cetera, et cetera. So what I did is I added 2 hours. Instead of one, I added 2 hours. So I used to wake up at 4 a.m. to do my routine and also to work on my business. So I was working on my business from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. every day, get ready to go to work, come back, and sometimes in the afternoons I was doing also some work to try to build my company at the same time that I was also working with the company and earning some money. So I did that for like a year and a half.
And so that's a heavy schedule. How did you feel during that time? Were you burned out? Was it a lot for you?
No, I was burned out, to be honest, is because it was hard. I mean, and the problem also was that this company was like an hour away from where I live. So it was a 2 hours commute that, to be honest, that also helped me to get more like, as I said, I am an avid learner. So I'm not the type of person that I am driving long distances without doing anything. So normally I used to listen to podcasts or listen to audiobooks or something, trying to get more knowledge. So those 2 hours were not like wasted. But yeah, I mean, waking up at 4 a.m., working until 6, getting ready, go to work from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., come back home and sometimes work in the afternoon. Yeah, it was not easy.
So when did you leave that firm?
I left in 2020, right after the pandemic started. It was in August or September of 2020.
And just so folks know, we are recording this at the end of April 2021. It's not going to be airing until later. So you've had maybe, you know, a little over 6 months, right, since you've left there to kind of refocus your energy back on your business. And you recently launched your membership program. You want to tell us a little bit more about that?
So after all that time that I talked to my husband, and actually he was so supportive because he said, you know, you are killing yourself and I don't see you happy. So what really makes you happy? And I told him, I would like to come back and focus on my business, because I do believe, even though I have a struggle trying to make it work, I love it. And the results, is like small results that I have had, have been good, but not to the point like to live only out of that, right, at the beginning. So we just launched a membership. I love it. I mean, we have had already some of our founding members. So we are so excited about that. And actually, it's no longer in productivity. And that was something interesting that happened with the pandemic, that a lot of people ask us, okay, how are you doing your online business? Can you teach us how to do an online business? Because by that time we were already, we don't have thousands of followers, but we have already an audience that was following us. It's like, I have been able to build a group of followers of more than 10,000 people that we have been able to attract with our webinars, our masterclass, and what we post in social media and all that stuff. It's like, we don't have thousands of followers in our social media, but we have had really good amount of people that has joined us in our masterclass, in our webinars and different things. And all the messages that I have received of thank you and aha moments and all that stuff, that's what really makes my life, right? So we were seeing, you know, because we do this in Spanish, so it's for another, it's a different culture. The Hispanic culture was really behind on this online business. The pandemic really like pushed it, that you cannot imagine how much. To tell you the truth, when we started in 2016-17, at the beginning, we used to do our masterclass or our webinars through Zoom, and a lot of people didn't attend because they didn't want to download the app or didn't know how Zoom worked. Now, even grandma has the Zoom app, right? It's like, it changed a lot. So the Hispanic culture went, jumped from zero knowledge or little bit of usage of online business to boom, incredible opportunity. So a lot of people were asking us, it's like, how are you doing this? How do you create your content? How do you organize what to post? How do you do the landing pages and all the stuff? So we said, okay, let's create a program in order to help the Hispanic community to learn that, right? Because there are a lot of programs in the market, but they are pretty expensive. So a lot of people cannot afford to pay those amount of money, and more in the Hispanic community. So we built a small program that it was called the ABC of an online business in Spanish. It's called the ABC, del negocio digital. And out of that, a lot of people ask us to have more like help, more in the monthly basis or more like frequent. So we created our membership that is a club, that is a digital entrepreneurs club. So in Spanish is Club de Emprendedores Digitales, where we help people to go step by step, to build the business slowly but steady, not to kill themselves, not to be like, what I am going to do next. And then we are having good results. It's not, I am not a millionaire. I don't want to be a millionaire. Yeah, of course, earning good money, why not? But our main interest is to be able to help people to build their online business without breaking the bank.
And what I'm hearing from your story, Alicia, is a couple of things. Number one, you're a continual learner. You don't give up. And think about if you had given up and this whole pandemic thing happened and you didn't know that this market was out there that needed your help, that was primed to learn about how online business worked. So yeah. I think that's fantastic. And I love the niche that you have. I think this is a great niche to serve, and you're the perfect person to serve them with it. So I love all that. Tell us a little bit specifically about how you launched. Did you use a challenge? Did you use a webinar? And tell us a little bit about how all of that worked, and how did you get people on your webinar? Was it from your list? Did you do ads, or what did you do exactly?
Yeah, we do different things, and we have tried different type of launches. It's one of the ones that I really love doing are live launches or challenges. because I really like the interaction with the people on my Facebook group. So I have a Facebook group that is called Lánzate a Emprender. It's like dare to start a business. You can translate it. It doesn't translate exactly, but that's more or less the idea. It's like for you to dare to go and jump and get going into the online business. So we teach them, because a lot of people tell us like, what I am going to teach? I am not a guru, I am not an expert. So we teach them, first of all, we work in their passion, for them to look at their passion, their why, what are the things that really, really, really drives them. And then from there, we work in what I call the pyramid of knowledge, where we show them that they don't need to be a guru or an expert in order to be able to teach somebody, that you can teach somebody that is below the level of experience or knowledge that you have. And I use like the Excel, no, I am not master, I don't master Excel, but I'm pretty good at doing pivot tables and VLOOKUPs and all that stuff. So I can teach anybody that is below my level of knowledge and experience. And of course, I'm going to learn from somebody that is above my level and experience, but you have a lot of market and opportunity to teach different things, different knowledge, experience, and even hobbies that you have. And I show them about a lot of people that I know, friends of mine, even teachers, everything, that are teaching others like sewing, painting, like you name it, is how to do homeschooling that right now was so useful for a lot of people, and taxes, accounting, or different things. So I work with them on kind of a challenge in order to teach them how to do that. And after that, of course, I present my program. The last ones that we have done have been, since this is a low ticket program, we have done more like a webinar in order for in an hour and a half, you teach them all that stuff. They see the possibility, and then we present the program. And right now, we have our first founding members for the membership. We just launched it like a week ago. And we are starting, we just did another type of launch on Tuesday, but we have some technical difficulties that I didn't know about that may happen, and they did happen. So as you can see, we are still learning. No, it's like I found out that the emails that I sent to my audience with the link to join our webinar didn't get to them because we were using a software provider that it looks that the way that they send the messages, it goes to their spam folder. And I was not seeing that because I use another service provider in order to send the regular stuff. But I wanted like this provider to send the personalized link directly to the people. So then I could get some statistics, right? And I didn't realize that those emails were not being opened because normally you have your own email there in order to test that you are receiving. And I was receiving information. When I saw that I had 900 people registered for my webinar and only about 30 show up, but we're only 15 live. I said, what happened here? Normally in this industry, the percentage of people that shows up is around 30% of your list. So I was expecting 300 people joining my webinar. And to my surprise, I only had 30. So it was like, what happened here, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, those tech issues, they happen a lot. So let me ask you this. What do you see as next steps for your business in 2021?
It's like there are different things that I want to do. It's like we want to continue with our membership. And the membership right now, this business I built it, I forgot to mention that this business I built it with my nephews. it's a family business. So I want, we want my nephew to be kind of like the face of the membership. And of course, I'll be helping in the background and of course, teaching and all the stuff. But I want to go back to my passion and what I really love doing, that is teaching productivity, leadership, mentoring, because I think that I am good at that from all my years in corporation. So I am starting also a program that is, it doesn't have an exact translation in English, but it's called high impact mentor or high impact mentoring, that is for professionals, that executives, managers, to be a high impact mentor, not only for their own the people that report to them, but also that they can build side job being a mentor and starting. It's to my passion that I don't want them to live the same situation that I lived, that you are working for a company and the company, until they feel that you are needed there, they treat you well, but suddenly they decide they don't no longer need you, and they say goodbye to you because of that, and you are in the middle of nowhere, not knowing what to do. So I want to work with executives, managers, directors, leaders, in order to help them start their own business without leaving their job, getting them strong enough, not waking up at 4 a.m. in the morning as I used to do, or build it at the same time. So when they are ready, then they can leave their corporate job and then they can start their own business.
I love that. And I have one last question for you. You've gone through a lot since you saw that sign on the door that said, don't call it a dream, call it a plan, back in 2016. What advice do you have for other online course creators and entrepreneurs out there?
Oh, I have so many. One, don't give up. Yeah. Don't give up is the one important one, because you will always, always, always have problems. And that is not only in the online business, it's in life, right? It's like, you will encounter challenge and you will have problems. And the important thing is that you have your why there. Why are you doing this? To me, my why is to be able to help people. It's to be able to change lives. So Webinar Jam, Zoom, and all the crazy stuff is not going to go in my way. So if I have my why clear, then all those hiccups, the only thing that I do is lesson learns to me, see what happened. It's like take the step in order to see how you can fix it and move on. And that's it. So that would be one of my main messages, is don't give up, have clear your why. So any challenge that you can have, you can pass through that. So that is one thing. And the other thing is that if you are in corporate or you are thinking about starting your own business, is start now. Start now and start preparing yourself. Is get training, get a good mentor or a good coach, a good advisor, somebody that has already gone through all this stuff, that has already learned the bad way, that has already fall 10 times and broken their arms and all this stuff. Learn, get ready, prepare, do things, start doing things from now. So when you are ready to say, okay, I'm ready now, then you start your online business, but you already built it. You already built the structure. You already have the solid structure in order to start teaching or mentoring or coaching or doing consulting. So that could be my two main advices. Don't give up and start now.
I love them both. I love them both. So where can people find you?
Well, they can find me, I think, everywhere. I am in LinkedIn, basically. basically LinkedIn. I have my Facebook page, that is Alicia Diaz Blevins. I have my Instagram page, Alicia Diaz. I have my company, that is Alding Consulting Group. And I try to be active, giving content of value every single day, so you can reach me there. And you can always reach me through any of these social media platforms.
And I will make sure that those links are in the show notes so people know where they can find you. Alicia, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story. I'm so glad you saw that quote on the door that day, and all of these events led us together. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much for having me, Destiny.
Thanks. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you love the show, we'd appreciate a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform, and show us some love there. Have a great rest of your day, and bye for now.